Welcome to a new segment we have here at KFBK. It's called A Solvable Problem with Amanda Blackwood. And today we talk gas. California gas hit $6 a gallon. $6. First time any state has ever crossed that mark. It's up 30% since the U.S. and Israel launched the war against Iran in late February. Diesel already at $7.50. So, Amanda, everyone's going to blame the war or Washington or the oil companies. What are you actually seeing here?
You know, Kitty, the war is real and the price spike is real. But here's what I want Sacramento listeners to understand. What you're paying at the pump today is not just the cost of a conflict in the Middle East. It is the bill for a set of decisions California made over decades that guaranteed we would be the most exposed state in the nation if global oil is disrupted. There are no pipelines carrying fuel into California from the rest of the country. We closed two refineries since October. We eliminated roughly 20% of our own refining capacity ourselves. We have a fuel blend requirement that is so specific that we cannot easily import gas from any other state when we need it. And every one of those decisions had a rationale. Some of them were very good, but they all had the same blind spot. They assumed the supply chain would always work. And today it is not, and the price is $6.
Yeah, it's high. And so if the problem is deeper than the war, what does that mean for what we can actually do about it?
So here's the clear read. In the short term, the price will come down when the Strait of Hormuz reopens or a deal is struck. And there is nothing that Sacramento can do to speed that up. What Sacramento can do, what every California household and business can do right now, is stop being surprised. $6 gas is a stress test, and the question it is asking is, how exposed are you? If you have a long commute in a vehicle, you use 18 miles a gallon, it's costing you $150, $200 a month you did not budget for. That is a solvable problem this week, not the geopolitics, but your own exposure to it. Could you carpool 2 days a week? Can one trip to the grocery store replace three? Could you ask your boss about some remote days? I'm not talking about solving an energy crisis, but I am talking about reducing your own surface area in your life that a $6 gallon will reach. And again, this war will end. The refinery decisions are not going to just resolve, but you could build some buffer for yourself while you have time to choose that.
And you know, Amanda, the gas price in California has certainly become a talking point in our California gubernatorial race.
Well, affordability is the number one issue. I mean, we're seeing it everywhere. We even see, you know, the California Chamber of Commerce used to give job killers to their bills, and now they're calling them cost drivers. So affordability is the number one issue to every Californian, and gas price is something we feel every day. But listen to what they say. If the candidate is musing on geopolitical outcomes, they cannot affect that. But if they are talking about opening up oil refineries in California, giving more access in California, connecting to other states, that's a real solution, and that's something they could do.
All right, Amanda Blackwood there. Another solvable problem episode coming next week on KFBK News Radio, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.